Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJP. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. We are in week four of Heart Matters, our special series that partners with our friends at Independence Health System about really caring for your heart and all of the wonderful advancements in technology that are now available right in Greensburg. Our fourth series and final series of the month, for that, joining us today, our Dr. Ravine Bazaz. He is a cardio-electrophysiologist for Independence Health System. And Christine Snyder is an electrophysiology RN. She is also the coordinator for the Watchman program. Both of you, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We're very excited to have both of you on the show today. So let's start with you, Doctor. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background? Tell us where you grew up, your education and training.
Thanks. So I'm originally from India and got here in the mid-90s where I did my residency in Cleveland. Subsequently, I did a cardiology fellowship at Mount Sinai in New York City. And then I did a cardiac electrophysiology specialty fellowship after that at the University of Pittsburgh. I came to the area in 2001. After I finished my fellowship, the University of Pittsburgh asked me to come on faculty, and I worked there for about 21 years. I was the director of the electrophysiology lab at Presbyterian Hospital and ended up with a nice career out there where I had a large referral base spanning multiple states and did very interesting and cardiac electrophysiology procedures. And this is a very rapidly growing field. So there was a lot of technological innovation during those years. Subsequently, I elected to leave UPMC and take a break to be with my family, and subsequently elected to come and join the Independence Health System, where I've been for almost 2 years now.
Wonderful. And you enjoy Greensburg? You like Westmoreland Hospital?
Yes, it is most excellent. In fact, we've had some very talented physicians that have crossed over from Pittsburgh, and so it's like working with an old team out here. And we've been able to pull in a lot of experience, a lot of technological innovation, and bring it to the community here in Westmoreland. And we are having an excellent path at this time. We're having very high success rates, very low complication rates, and we continue to build our team as we are getting busier.
Wonderful. That sounds like an amazing career. So blessed to have you here in Westmoreland County. And you work with
Thank you.
Christine Snyder. Doctor, before we interview Christine, tell us a little bit about the importance of her job as the coordinator of all of these services.
Sure. Oh, Christine is certainly the glue that holds the Watchman program together. Now, primarily, the issue is a condition called atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular rhythm disorder that is more prevalent as people get older. So by the time people hit their 80s, just under 1 in 10 people is unfortunately afflicted with atrial fibrillation. Once atrial fibrillation does rear its ugly head, in most instances, it's here to stay. At Independence Health, we offer the entire range of management options targeted towards atrial fibrillation. In certain individuals, we can actually cure people of the condition. In addition, atrial fibrillation is responsible for or is the most treatable cause of strokes in the world. The condition leads to generation of blood clots within the heart, and so people are normally put on blood thinners to prevent them from having a stroke. Unfortunately, there are people who cannot tolerate blood thinners either because of bleeding problems or gait instability or repeated falls, etc. These people are considered suboptimal or not good candidates for long-term blood thinning. In this circumstance, we can plug off a little part of the heart called the left atrial appendage, which we can talk about in more detail in a bit. And once we do that with a device such as the Watchman device, we can essentially take people off blood thinners. And so Christine is integral to our operation in the sense when people are referred, she's the one who gets patients moving through the hoops that they need to, whether it's with insurance companies, coordinating their procedures, and following up with patients for their post-procedure testing and their follow-up appointments. So Christine really is the operations manager, helping to hold all our operations together while we focus on my partner, Dr. Basil Sayag, and myself. We focus on conducting the procedures and getting patients through from a technical standpoint.
Wow, Christine, that is showing the love for this Valentine's Day Heart Month special right there. That's amazing what you do. Tell us where you grew up, what your education and training was like.
So I actually grew up like 45 minutes north of Baltimore in Maryland. I went to school for biology first at Hofstra University, where I played Division I lacrosse. I met my husband there, and he is from Mount Pleasant, so somehow I found myself out this way. And I decided to go back to school for nursing. So I got my associate's degree from WCCC and then got a job at Independence Health System. At the time, it was Exela Health Frick Hospital in the ICU. And I was there for about 5 years, and then I went to got a job in the EP lab, where I got to help in the lab, and I learned the Watchman procedure in depth. I learned all about all how they treat the different AFib and all the different arrhythmias that they're able to treat, and then I was able to transition into this role as the Watchman coordinator for the past like 2 years.
Wow, and you love it.
Yes.
Christine, how are patients finding you? Is this mostly a referral base from either cardiology or primary care, mainly cardiology? How do they find you?
So they mainly come from cardiology or the hospital, but we do try to go out to different PCP offices to let them know that they can refer directly to us. They would just send a referral over to our office, or sometimes they could even call our office and I can talk to them and see if they are a candidate before they would refer. But most of our referrals come through cardiology.
Wonderful. And great cardiology partners, doctor, wouldn't you say? You know, you have a great team.
Yes, we have a
for sure.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, we've talked to many of them over the last few weeks and got to know a lot about the heart program for Independence Health System, which is wonderful. So, Doctor, I have to ask you, with all of your training and your what sparked your interest in heart care and specifically electrophysiology?
That's a great question. Actually, cardiac electrophysiology is in the last two decades is probably the most rapidly advancing field from a tech standpoint, if you take every discipline of medicine. We certainly owe this to our partnership with industry in the sense of biomedical engineering companies like Medtronic and Boston Scientific and Abbott, to name three of them. And so our field encompasses a huge array of procedures. So we, at a very simple level, we put pacemakers and defibrillators for patients. We also implant cardiac resynchronization devices, which may make weak hearts stronger. We also deal with people who have cardiac arrest and who are resuscitated. It's our job to figure out what happened and to fix the problem if we can. Fixing the problem may involve either putting patients on medications or doing procedures where we put wires up into the heart, find errant circuits that may be causing cardiac arrest or may be causing rapid rhythms. And we, with a very high level of proficiency and safety, we can get rid of these arrhythmias so that patients can get back to their lives and be happy and productive. And so with the advancing technology that we've had over the last, particularly over the last 2 to 3 decades, the field of cardiac electrophysiology has exploded. And so we are, from a technical standpoint, are working in all chambers of the heart. We can get into the heart through the blood vessels of the heart or through the coverings of the heart. And so it's become and we use a lot of high technology like magnetic mapping systems and GPS systems on a small scale. We use very high fidelity computers. We also have a lot of imaging with ultrasound catheters in the heart. So this has become an immensely gratifying field where we can fix a lot of conditions and actually lead to cure, which in conditions where in the past, just in the 90s, we had no solutions for. So taking an innovation such as Watchman, which is one of the biggest innovations that has hit this space, where we can actually get people off blood thinners who cannot tolerate them. And I was involved with Watchman at a very, very early stage while it was still experimental, and was involved with the clinical trials of that. And I've lectured on the condition in Germany and done cases in Hong Kong, etc. And so it is another very rapidly advancing field where the winner is the patient, where we can put a device in and take them off a potentially toxic medication in some patients that they cannot tolerate or is creating complications. Interestingly enough, our results with Watchman, not only ours, but with the technology, are so excellent that it is currently under investigation to see whether Watchman can be expanded to the general population. That is, even if people are not having bleeding problems, can they get the Watchman and get off blood thinners for life? That would be a huge advantage for patients, particularly as our population is getting older and blood thinners, as people get older, the risk for people being on blood thinners just goes up. So we have a couple of trials that are in the wait phase right now, particularly two trials called Option and Champion. The results should be out within the next year and a half to two. And if these are what are called positive trials, which we all expect they will be, then Watchman could be expanded to pretty much most people who have atrial fibrillation, so they never have to take blood thinners again. So it is immensely gratifying to be in a field that we can offer these technologies to patients to basically get their lives back and to lead full lives and to be happy and to be allowed to work in a space such as this is truly a blessing.
Wow. And being on blood thinners generally is a little bit dangerous, right? I mean, I realize that there are health implications that are positive, but there's a reason why you don't want people on blood thinners for years and years and the rest of their lives.
So there are some scoring systems. Certainly blood, so there is a part of the heart called the left atrial appendage, and that's the one that generates clots. And that's been identified in the early 2000s. So blood thinners are excellent if a patient can tolerate it. But now as people get older, and there are scoring systems, like one that comes to mind is called the Has-Bled scoring system. So people who get, as they get older, as they have a little bit of kidney failure, as other conditions arise, as they go on other medications, or other things like heart attacks. Now what happens is that the blood thinner now becomes dangerous because it can lead to bleeding. As people get older, they slip and fall, and if they're on a blood thinner and they hit their heads, etc., or break a hip, then the risk of internal bleeding is much higher because you're on a blood thinner. So certainly, if if even surgical outcomes for people on blood thinners is worse because they have a higher risk for complications and bleeding. So certainly if there is an option to allow people to get off blood thinners, and not only is it a difficult problem for patients, which may increase their morbidity and decrease their quality of life, it can be extremely expensive and taxing to people as well. So there are multiple opportunities that if WATCHMAN is expanded to the general population, it would be a huge advantage for patients for an improvement in their quality of life.
What has to happen for
established.
That? Yeah, what has to happen for that? I mean, what kind of testing and research and regulations, like how long could that take?
Yes. So very simply, the two clinical trials that are looking into this have already been completed. And so now we're waiting. And so essentially it is, these two trials have been a head-to-head comparison with patients taking conventional therapy, that is blood thinners, and to see the ones that got WATCHMAN put in. And we are now in the wait phase over the couple of years to see what the outcomes are. The expectation is that the clinical trial results will be out at the end of 2026 or 2020 or at the beginning of 2027. So it is essentially in the next year or two, we expect that the results of these clinical trials will come out. If these clinical trials show that the WATCHMAN is as good as blood thinners, then it would lead to potentially FDA approval to allow WATCHMAN in the general population.
Wow, wonderful. This is just fantastic and so interesting to hear all of the advancements in medicines that are happening. I'm on the line now with Dr. Ravine Bazaz. He's the electrophysiologist at Independence Health System, joined by Christine Snyder. She is the coordinator for the WATCHMAN program at Independence Health. Great information. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about WATCHMAN and all that's available in the various clinics of Independence Health System. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. We are in our fourth and final weekend of our Heart Matters series during Heart Awareness Month in February. We've had wonderful conversations with physicians and their staff throughout the month of February from Independence Health System, talking about all of the advancements in heart care that are now available in Westmoreland County. And joining me today is Dr. Ravine Bazaz. He is a cardioelectrophysiologist for Independence Health. And Christine Snyder is an electrophysiology RN. She's also the coordinator for the WATCHMAN program at Independence Health. Now, Christine, your offices, can you tell us where they are located in case people want to make an appointment?
We have our physicians see patients all over. We have offices out in Latrobe. We have an office in Greensburg in Mid Commons 3. And we have an office at Frick, Connellsville. And we also sometimes see patients out in the Johnstown area. So we are able to see patients all across the county.
Okay. And you, as the coordinator of the WATCHMAN program, so you're kind of doing the intake, putting these people on a path to getting better, right? I would imagine there are consultations, there's education sessions, then they're scheduling the procedures, rehab. Can you talk us through that? What a typical pathway through the organization would look like for a patient?
Yeah, so first the patient gets referred to our office and we kind of look through them, make sure that they're a good candidate for the procedure. Sometimes they need additional, like a heart monitor before to prove that they have the atrial fibrillation. Then we'll see them in the office. Once they decide to proceed, I kind of guide them through the journey of getting their WATCHMAN. I'll schedule everything from their pre-testing and blood work to the procedure date. I give them all of their education for the procedure, what to expect. And then I follow up with them the day after their procedure. And then we schedule them for additional testing at the 45-day mark. And then we follow up with them again in the office at the 6-month mark.
Wow. So it is, it's definitely a coordinated process and you see great outcomes. Doctor, do you want to talk about your outcomes and your attention and focus on quality?
Sure. So yeah, I'm proud to say our outcomes could compare with any watchman or appendage closure program in the world. We have extremely high success rates. Our success rates are in the region of about 99% at this time. Our complication rates are generally less than 1%. The procedure is actually very, very safe. And so the typical procedure would be that the patient would come in the morning. We would do the procedure. The procedure does not take very long. I would say the average time, the doctor time for the procedure is in the region of about 20 minutes or so. Sometimes it's a little less and sometimes it's a little more. Most of the time, the procedure length is dictated by the patient's individual anatomy. Some anatomies are difficult. The appendage shape could be different based on different patients. And so what we're looking to do is to completely seal off this appendage. And fortunately, we've got a very, very good device with the Watchman. We are also capable of putting other devices in if the situation needs that. So typically, the patient is under anesthesia for about an hour, hour and a half. And once the patient comes out, we watch the patient for 4 hours, and I would say well over 90% of patients will leave and go home the same day. Recovery for patients is actually, I mean, Christine can comment on that in a moment, but in general, within a week, most patients are completely back to their lives, and they move on with their lives. So from a performance standpoint, as I said, the success rate is 99%. The 1% of patients are the ones typically where there is something about the appendage which is not allowing us to close it safely. And so when we find, certainly our number one motivator and our number one strategy is patient safety. So safety dictates everything. If for some reason we find that the device is not appropriate for the patient, then we would terminate the procedure.
Excellent. That's
Christine,
amazing.
Perhaps you could comment on what you see in terms of patient recovery and how they tolerate the procedure and what results we have.
Yeah, so patients do really well. Typically, when I call everyone the next day after their procedure, sometimes people are just a little sleepy yet from being the long day of the being in the hospital the day before. Number one complaint that I hear is a sore throat. That's because we do something called a transesophageal echocardiogram to get imaging, which is basically a fancy way of saying a tube down the throat that has ultrasound technology at the end so that we can fully visualize the appendage to place the device. And because of that, in the anesthesia breathing tube, patients typically complain of a sore throat the next day. That resolves by Friday. People, they will have a no lifting greater than 10 pounds for 1 week after the procedure. But most patients are feeling back to normal by Friday or Saturday with very minimal complaints.
Wow. It's just amazing. It's amazing to hear that and see that. And Christine, you were probably around when, in Western Pennsylvania, where a lot of times you'd have to go to Pittsburgh to have these procedures done. And I'm sure this is a bit, big change for Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so patients love having to not go all the way to the city to receive this therapy. They like that we're able to do They're post imaging at Frick sometimes, so they don't even have to come all the way into Greensburg if they're from Connellsville. Or we're able to do some post imaging at Latrobe, so those patients that are out towards Ligonier or Latrobe don't have to also come all the way into Greensburg. Sometimes when people live all the way up in the mountain, even Greensburg seems far to them. So it's nice that we're able to provide this therapy and they don't have to go all the way into the city.
Mm-hmm. And doctor, I'm sure you're overseeing a lot of the technological advancements that the hospital is investing into, and working cooperatively with them probably means you're seeing patients from all over the region now, not just Greensburg.
Yes, sure. So in terms of the issue with innovation, fortunately, with my earlier career in Pittsburgh, I was involved with Watchman in its infancy when it was still experimental. As a result, I still work very closely with the engineering teams, and I'm very connected internationally with all the new appendage initiatives. And I'm glad that we can bring all of this expertise right here to Westmoreland. In fact, I was the main doctor in Pittsburgh at Presbyterian Hospital, running the appendage programs, and I've essentially trained all the UPMC doctors in Pittsburgh to do the procedure. In fact, talking about innovation, we are now moving towards, in the next couple of months, to even more innovative techniques to put the Watchman in without general anesthesia, just using intracardiac echo, which would make the invasiveness of the procedure even less. Right now, I am collaborating with Dr. Steve Philby at University Hospitals Cleveland, who has developed the best results, and he is here. He will be helping us start this program here. And soon, I hope in the next few months, we may be able to do a lot of these procedures even without general anesthesia, which is better for the patient. I'm happy to say that our administration here at Westmoreland Hospital and Independence Health System has been hugely supportive of us in terms of the equipment that we need, the new ultrasound, just the latest technologies that are available. And so we feel completely supported in terms of any needs that we have. The hospital is been a great partner for us, and I it's been such a breath of fresh air to come and work in Greensburg, where the administration is definitely putting all their weight behind us so that we can bring high levels of innovation to Greensburg, and as you said, we're getting patients not only coming straight from Pittsburgh and bypassing UPMC and AHN, we're also getting people coming from out of state. So it's a wonderful journey to be part of.
Wow, this is amazing. It's wonderful to hear, and especially with your partners in Butler now too. Do you travel up there at all, or do you stay in Greensburg?
Yeah, so we are primarily in Greensburg. There is initiatives to increase the collaboration across both the campuses, and so I think this is a work in progress. Mm-hmm. And so at different phases, whether it's interventional cardiology and now cardiac EP, as the marriage is being cemented further, we are getting into deeper conversations with our colleagues and looking for ways that we can collaborate across campuses to help patients best.
Dr. Ravine Bazaz is a cardiac electrophysiologist for Independence Health System. He was joined today by Christine Snyder. She's an electrophysiology RN and coordinator for the Watchman program. You both have been amazing. Congratulations to you both for all that you've achieved in building in Westmoreland County. We're blessed to have you. Thank you for joining us on this Heart Matters series sponsored by Independence Health System. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.